Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this clip of South Philly Sauce. You can catch us twice a week in the NHL regular season on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
And now we talk about Lost in the Sauce. It's really just the rest of the season. Like when you have something like this for the week and you come back and there's still a good number of games when the Flyers and really the whole NHL comes back for the rest of the year, it's going to be hard to keep up this same juice the rest of the season, especially for someone like the Flyers, which sadly as of right now are out of it.
Yeah, I kind of worried about this all along, having covered so many Olympics, so many international games. I really don't like the aftermath of it when it's like, I can't watch this anymore. It's nowhere near as exciting. Well, it's not the best players in the world all going against you. No, it's not the same. But it gets the same when the playoffs start. But as you mentioned, if you've got a team that probably doesn't have a path to those playoffs, boy, it's going to be rough. And yeah. Matt, now put yourself in the player. We go to cover a practice next few days and then go in the locker room and ask the player, what are we going to ask the players about? Something they're not involved in. except Sam, if he's back, to come back and, what did you think of it? It's all like it pushes the NHL into the background a little bit. And I guess you get a boost from it selfishly. It's awesome to be able to watch it. It really is. But long term, like with another half a season, or a little less than half a season to go, man, this is going to be it's going to be tough to crank those emotions. Just imagine a coach. I mean, Torts is always emotional. But I got to think, after being involved with this, to come back and it's like, okay, here we go. Let's crank this thing. It's got to be it's a big ask. And that's why that NHL season is a little bit at risk. And mind you, this is going to go beyond just the outcome of the game. After watching the way they did the standings, we talked about this last week. Everybody's like, why didn't the NHL have 3 points for a win in regulation? Imagine you go into the next overtime and it's 5 minutes, not 10 minutes. Like, I want the 10-minute overtime like I just watched in the Four Nations. It's like,
right.
There's a lot that goes that this is going to, the fallout isn't all going to be positive, but while it's going on, I gotta admit, like, it's like, I can't wait for the next game. Absolutely can't wait for that game.
I'm fired up. Yeah. I was looking at the puck drop time just to make sure that I'm home and I'm loving it. Yeah. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome to watch Thursday.
Yeah. So we'll hopefully, as Americans, we want that. I've always wanted to beat Canadians. It's weird. I wanted the Americans to win this tournament, but that first game, part of me just wanted it to go to overtime. Yeah. Kind of felt bad for the Canadians and what they've been going through. But more than that, I was like, if Canada loses this game and then gets to the final game, I can just, and I'm starting to picture it now, like, okay, you had your time. Now we're going to come take this thing back. It'd be the worst. And they've done it before. Be that worst case scenario. Kind of said, I hope this first one goes into at least overtime, so it doesn't turn out that way. But the American, they got the win going away. And now we'll see if they can, without McAvoy, and hopefully, the big danger for me here is if Tkachuk wants to play or plays, it says he's going to play.
He's playing.
But if during a game you can't go, that's really, really dangerous.
Yeah, because now you're down a guy and you're costing him. It's a tough call with how injured he actually is. So we'll see what happens. But just witnessing his personality, you got to think.
I want to be in a spot. Where are we going to be if it goes into overtime and Konechny scores the game winner against Team USA?
That's the lead element on our pregame show Saturday. I already know that much.